It's about to get Gabby AF. We about to get Gabby AF, Gabby AF. We about to get Gabby AF, Gabby AF. It's nothing less, cause you rocking with the best. Now we about to get Gabby AF. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gabby AF. We have a bit of a frantic one today, as I really I was going to talk a lot. I had a lot to talk about, obviously. Sting, we had introduce you yet, Tommy, but he jumped on quicker than before I introduced him.
Sorry.
By the way, I hope we can keep this video of you at the airport, because you keep talking into your phone and all it's showing is your nose, which is fucking amazing. But it's up his nose. Great. I didn't know things like that existed up a nose. But anyway, I had a lot I wanted to talk about this week. Obviously, a lot going on with Sting and Revolution and Raw and Dynamite, but I had to bring on my friend Tommy Dreamer because there's a big TNA sacrifice coming up on Saturday, and he was like, "Gabby, I miss you. I got to call in and talk to you." And I was like, "Tommy, you're the best friend I've ever had in my life." At the airport, he's so committed to me that he's gonna call in and talk to me. And we're going to talk a little bit about sacrifice. So if you hear anything in the background as well, Tommy's at the airport. So I don't want to hear any complaints about it. Shit happens.
As your former digital media champion, how do I make this like a phone call?
It's fine, because you're not on video now anymore. So
I also lost my plane ticket.
By the way, as your former producer, thank God I'm not your producer anymore when you say things like that, because you know whose fault it is when your guy can't get on the plane and he lost his ticket? It's always the producer's fault. So thank God I don't have to deal with that. Hopefully you'll find it. If not, Tommy won't be at the pay-per-view this weekend. It's fine.
Did I throw it out with my napkins from Delta first class?
Did you eat in the Delta first class area? Did you get any food?
The lounge. I was there so long. Oh, group number one, and I don't have my ticket.
Oh, man. Just say you're Tommy Dreamer.
I was there so... I have gotten on a plane before showing the person my Twitter
profile.
No,
you have not.
By the way. Talk about security.
That's the...
Yeah. I left my driver's license. I mean, you could get through with clear and everything. And I had nothing. And the guy was like, "Yeah, sure. I know who you are. How are you?" I showed them I was Twitter verified.
You know, like, some people that are, like, they pay for verification now. Like, you don't have to be anybody to be verified.
Yeah, a lot of that is also spam, and they show me weird stuff, and I hate
it
more and more.
There's a lot of weird stuff. People don't know this, and I'm pulling back the curtain. Me and Tommy, when we get very odd DMs, we send them to each other.
Oops, sorry. Okay, I just ran over a guy's foot.
This is my favorite interview of all time. Okay, I was just telling people, pulling back the curtain, that me and you, when we get weird DMs, we send them to each other. It's my favorite thing about us.
What group? Group number two. Why am I not group number one? I'm number one. Dreamer number one. Everyone else, hawk poo. Oh, I didn't get upgraded. I got big heat.
We're not
with
going.
Everybody on this flight.
No upgrade? We're not going. We're not going. I'm sacrificing myself to not go. Did you see what I did?
Well, when I'm not in first class and I get angry, I try to force out gas and I crop dust everyone in first class. And sometimes I may poop my pants if I do that. It happened.
This is going to be an interview that I'm going to air, by the way.
Fine.
You don't care that people know that you shit yourself on a plane if you're not happy in your seat?
It happens.
You're not that old. We have this conversation all the time.
We all are allowed to poop our pants at least twice a year before seeking medical attention.
It's not known, and everyone listening, do not do that for the love of God. Be on a plane. Now I'm in every plane I go on, someone's going to shit their pants, and they're going to be like, "Tommy Dreamer told me it was okay." And I'm going
to
be like, it's not the person that you should be talking to.
Because listen, when you're traveling a lot, it's hard to get to find bathrooms and just, you know.
I would never do that because I'm a disgusting person. But anyway, are you...
What about group? What?
Are you excited?
Am I what? Group five. I'm amongst the commoners.
Are you? What match are you most excited for on Sacrifice this weekend?
I thought we were going to talk Sting.
We could talk Sting. I want to talk a little TNA.
I'm looking forward to all the matches. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Can you do this? I don't know how to scan things. Sorry. Oh, thank you so much. You have the Midas touch. Yes. What do you mean? Call the hotline. Okay, so
I'm letting everyone know I'm already apologizing for this happening. This was, we, It was a technical difficulty on my part. And then last minute, my friend Tom Dreamer was like, oh, come on and jump on with you. And I thought this would be fun and funny. Now I'm a little nervous. Guys, we have a problem. Recent studies have shown that testosterone levels are falling in American men. Low T is linked to depression, low sex drive, and weight gain. So it's important to stay on top of it. You could go to a TRT clinic, but it's expensive, awkward, and in most cases, not necessary. You just need to stimulate your body's own natural testosterone production. It's time to check out the ultimate test stack at legacysubs.com. The majority of testosterone release occurs while you sleep, which is why the ultimate test stack features their best-selling sleep aid recovery PM. Test X9 stimulates testosterone, T-Assist inhibits estrogen, and Recovery PM gives you the best night's sleep you've ever had. You're going to feel like a new man after trying the ultimate test stack for 30 days. If you don't believe me, check out all the verified 5-star reviews on Top Rated. Legacy Sports Nutrition is founded by 3-time world champion and SmackDown general manager, Mr. Nick Aldis, and 11-time women's champion and future Hall of Famer, Mickey James. And they personally use these products themselves. If you need more assurance, they're NSF certified, third-party lab tested, and made in the USA in an FDA-inspected facility. And because you listen to this show, you can save 10% off your order at legacysubs.com now by using Gabby at checkout. That's G-A-B-B-Y. That's legacysubs.com, LegacySubs.com. It's time to level up with Legacy. It's not going to go over as well as we thought, but this is also, if you don't know how Tommy Dreamer is, this is Tommy Dreamer in general. He also, I don't know if he's even there anymore. Tommy, are you still there? Okay. This is, oh, he's gone. I guarantee you, by the way, I want everyone to listen to this because being Tommy Dreamer's producer, that was my life, day in and day out. And it didn't stop on the weekends. It didn't stop after 5 p.m. This was what I had to deal with, was all these kinds of things. I would get phone calls from him going to places. Oh, he might be back, but I'm going to keep talking shit anyway. Phone calls of him going to places, asking me questions about things that I did not know what he was talking about because I was not in charge of his plane tickets because it had nothing to do with the show that I was producing for him. Tommy, are you back? No, he's not. This might be the best Gabby AF we've ever had. This is, by the way, the quintessential definition of AF is what's happening right now. So I just want everyone to be along for the ride of this madness. And if you've already tuned out, I don't even blame you. I actually feel a little bad. But I did want to talk to Tommy about Sting just because he said something to me, which I thought was really cool, that he texted me after Sting's final match. And he said, like, I hope you cherish in that you are a 32-year-old. Watching Sting, you know, only in the past few years that I've watched him and see him go out this way. Because I do think it's kind of a privilege because even the impact of what he had, me being able to sit back and watch it as such a newer fan and not knowing his past and the history and the rivalries and all those other big names that he was part of, it's kind of cool for me to be so impacted by him. And I think Darby just wowed me that spot. With the glass, I didn't even think it was real. And it was to the point where I was like, that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But I don't even get shocked by it when Darby does shit like that anymore, because that's kind of like Darby. Like, I kind of am like, wow, okay. It just is what he does. But I think it's such a cool era to be a wrestling fan and to see Sting doing these kinds of things. And I'm pretty upset that, listen, he's 64, 65 years old. Me sitting back watching a man of that age do what he does in the ring, like what he did, was pretty kind of impactful for me. And it was pretty inspiring for me to be like, maybe I have to get my ass up and start doing some stuff. Because I'm half his age and I couldn't do half the shit that he's doing. And listen, I go to the gym and I work out. But like, that's just a different level. So if you talk about inspiration, you want to talk about things like that. Like, Sting's just in a different level. It's just not even normal. And I love the way they did it. I love that they won. I loved the storytelling. I liked if you got to watch after they went off air and he said thank you to everybody and he brought Tony out. He said to Tony Schiavone, say it, Sting. Like, they did it one more time. They included his sons. Like, it was just, I thought it was very classy. I thought it was just like a really good showing. And I thought it was very emotional when they brought the whole roster out, you know, to, which obviously it makes sense to do. It's Sting, but he's such a legend, and he just seems as amazing in person as he does seem on TV, which is also kind of why I like him. And I don't know him. I don't know. Oh, Tommy's also texting me right now. Let me just say that from the side. I'm going to read you what Tommy just texted me, and I don't care because this is my life. Sorry I lost you, but to repeat myself, it's okay to accidentally poop your pants twice a year before seeking a medical professional. These are the texts that I get from my friend Tommy Dreamer, and I'm airing him out because this is my life, guys. You think I'm joking when I'm like, these guys are my friend. It's like having brothers that you can't get rid of, and I have two brothers, and they're a little bit more normal than Tommy Dreamer is. But anyway, to segue away from me talking about how amazing Sting is to the run-in that I just had with Tommy Dreamer telling everyone that they can shit themselves twice a year on a plane, I hope you're getting the balance of things, but it is pro wrestling, so it is what it is. I also thought that Dynamite was pretty awesome Wednesday night, and I think something that was cool was it was like the season premiere of Dynamite. You know, they like say those things, and the production was all new and the colors and all that stuff. I fucking loved it. So like, hats off to that. I loved the appearance of Dynamite. I loved the color scheme and the lights and all that stuff. I thought it looked really, really good, and I thought it was a step in the great direction for like freshness and like a factory reset. I know people like to say when it comes to your phone and stuff. I thought it was good. I actually thought the show was super entertaining. We got to see Okada, which, by the way, another person I am not as familiar with because I was not a diehard, you know, pro wrestling fan until it became my life almost 6 years ago now. So I obviously know the significance of Okada and like how great he is because I made myself look into it. But how cool is it that now he's going to be part of the Elite, you know, with Kenny Omega? They said he's suspended and stuff like that. And with the turn on Eddie and stuff when he hit him, I thought that was awesome. Listen, I always think going in a heel is the better way to do it. So I want to see him come in mean because now he's going to make more of an impact for me to like him, because I always like the mean guys more than I like the nice guys, because that's just my ailment in life, is I'll always like the heel over the baby face. It's just what it is. But I would love for you guys to tell me, because I'm going to look into it more, but I want to know more about Okada, and this could make me sound crazy, but if you hashtag like Gabby AF and tag me and like tell me the best Okada matches to watch, I'm going to look up some myself, but tell me some you'd want me to watch, maybe even like watch beforehand, like review and, you know, kind of have a watch along or something. Like, I'm so interested because it's such a different style than I'm used to seeing. And now that he's going to be on AEW, hopefully every single week. And I'm excited to learn to see more of him and to learn more about him. But I know it's a big deal. I know he's a huge name. I know he's one of the most talented pro wrestlers in the world right now. So definitely clue me in on some stuff, because I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything. And that's why I need you guys. I need my family. I need the community to up me on that kind of stuff. But I'm excited to see it because the hype for him has been so, so big. And not to mention the buildup for Boston next week with AEW and, you know, the secret that's not really a secret of the Mercedes Moné showing up. Like, this is a big 2 weeks for AEW, I feel like, coming in. And it's really exciting. And I think it's really going to change the landscape of stuff. I think the women's division with the addition of Deonna Purrazzo, just, you know, how much Toni Storm, everyone's liking her character, is really growing. You know, we still have the return of Jamie Hayter, hopefully, on the horizon. Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa just came back. Like, they're only getting better. And I think they're all taking steps in the right direction. And I think Mercedes is only going to up that even more. So I think this is a very positive time for AEW. And I think it's really like an uprising. Obviously, with WWE, WrestleMania is what, like a month away? Still, The Rock's heel promo that he put on Twitter the other day was probably one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. And it might be the first time that I thought The Rock was as hot as he is, because he was so mean. Found myself attracted to The Rock because he was so mean, but it was just so fucking good. And I get it. I know what you guys are saying about The Rock. Like, you have, like, Gabby, you could be a Cody crybaby all you want. I know you love Cody, but this is heel Rock. You don't know what you're in for. It's heel Rock. Like, you should be excited about it. And that promo got me excited about heel Rock. Even if the press conference didn't already do it, it really is like, I get it now. I get what you're saying. He's just too damn good. Like, it's just not okay that he's as good as he is with what he's doing. And I just think this is the most hype for WrestleMania I've ever been in my life. Granted, it's only maybe the sixth I've watched, but, you know, I think for every match I'm actually excited about, there's not one thing happening where I'm like not into it. I don't think that there's a good buildup, no storyline or something. Even the women's matches, like, I don't think Bayley and Io are getting enough shine into how hyped I kind of am for that match, because I think the story was really good. And I think it's actually going to be a very, very good match. But with Rhea and Becky, you kind of know it's going to be one of those badass matches, because the two of them are just such strong, big names that it's going to tear the house down, in my opinion, as well. So, but like, what a time to just be excited, because there's not just one match that everybody is like so obsessed with that the others are falling below the wayside, in my opinion. Maybe you disagree and you think, you know, Cody Roman's taking over or The Rock being there is like all everyone's talking about. Of course, it's the fucking Rock. He's going to, people that don't know pro wrestling are going to be tuning in because they know who The Rock is and they're excited about it. And that's where the money is and that's the business. I get it. But for people that watch WWE and for people that are pro wrestling fans, you can't tell me you're not going to be excited to see Rhea. You can't tell me you're not going to be excited to see Becky Lynch, because, you know, Drew McIntyre is getting built, Seth Rollins, like all this kind of stuff. It's just, I love to see it because it's just excitement and everyone's winning, and it's just, there's just so much good stuff happening, and it just makes me happy, especially like when everyday life isn't always the greatest thing of all time. I open up about this. Tommy actually was the one who even opened my eyes to being like, isn't it like almost the same time of year that you got like laid off? And then of course I looked into it, because it's not like I have it marked down in my calendar. It's not like it was an anniversary or something I wanted to celebrate. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn, it's a year this week. And that's when I made a post about like a year being laid off. And I honestly cannot believe it's been a year. Like, that is mind blowing to me. Cause like a day like that, where when I tell you, I sat in my room that whole day and cried, didn't leave my room, didn't eat, like sobbing. And like, that's real. That's like real life stuff. And you reach out to people and you want to open up to people, but you don't know what to say because you can't explain it, especially when it's a job that you pour your entire self into. And that's just the kind of person I am. And if none of you are familiar with my old job, it is what it is. But it was a job that I worked at in 5 years. It made me fall in love with pro wrestling. It introduced me to pro wrestling and introduced me to some of my best friends. And when I tell you that job was my life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it was. So when that gets taken from you, not by your own choice and not because you did anything wrong, it's probably one of the hardest pills to swallow in the world. But what's crazy is when it happens and you open up to people about it. I met so many people that went through it. So many people were like, yeah, I got laid off once too, or I know how that feels because this happened to me, or whatever. It's crazy how many people, even people listening right now, maybe you know what it's like to get laid off and, you know, not expecting it, not feeling good about yourself. Obviously, like, you question your worth immediately after. It's the worst thing in the world. And it really messes with your mental health. And mental health is one thing I will always, always to the end of time talk about on the show as being, I think, the most important thing. Because if your mental health is not right, everything else can't really fall into line. And you need to take care of it. And you need to take care of yourself to kind of do anything else. And I'm really happy that a lot of pro wrestlers are opening up about mental health and how important it is and talking about it on their own, because it's opening the doors for other people to feel more comfortable addressing it. But that's always something, I mean, I've struggled with it. I think a lot of people do, even if they don't realize that they do. And it was a deep, deep depression I was in. And for it to be a year ago and for me to say like, look at where I am now. And like, you know, and a lot of you, I posted about this, like, it's so crazy that I'm to look back at the person I was that day that that happened to the person I am now, and to be so different from that person and to grow as much as I did from then, that like, if anybody right now listening is having a hard time or is going through that or feels down, whatever, like, you will get through the bad shit, because we as human beings, you know, you're programmed to get through it, and it's not going to be easy, but you will. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's going to take a day. It's not going to take 5 minutes, but like, you just got to get through the worst of it to come out of it. Even if it's a little bit better, it's a little bit better. And I'm not 100% better. I'm not 100% where I want to be in my life. I'm only striving to be where I want, but I didn't mean to talk about this long. It's crazy, but you know, it's just, you're never alone. You're never the only person going through anything hard. And I think we get lost in it. And I think that's why pro wrestling is so beautiful, because you can sit and watch and escape into a different world, or escape into a storyline, or follow a character that you love. And that's kind of what matters in that moment. And then it's like a quick 2 hours that you're not worrying about the bad shit that you're dealing with, or feeling by yourself, or being upset. So I just kind of want to talk about that a little bit, because this week was like a lot for me, and it was that on top of a lot of different elements of stuff. And then, but you know, when it's just, and I'm always honest with you guys, and I'm always going to talk about it, and it wasn't easy at all. And you could sit and look at me, and I had people DM me and say like, you've been an inspiration to me, because you know, you didn't flinch, and it like you weren't even upset, and you got right through it, and look at what you're doing now, and you lost weight and you look great, and like blah blah. Like, if that's how it comes across, it's not true at all. I was a fucking mess for a very long time, and I was crying every day. It was bad. It was really, really, really bad, and I was not okay. I didn't know if I was going to be okay, and guess what? I am. And I'm okay. And it's going to be okay. And it will be okay for you too. So this is just like a PSA. If you're going through it, you had a bad day, bad week, whatever, I hope it gets better for you. And I hope next week when we chat, it's even better than that. And if you love pro wrestling, go back and watch something pro wrestling that you like. I texted my producer and I was like, I'm having a bad day. He's like, go watch this match. It's like a good match and you're going to like it, and it's going to make you feel better. And I was like, okay. And it did. It was like a hard hitting match. And I'm just like, fuck yeah. Like, you get into it. So I know this seems like a ramble, and this was kind of a crazy episode because Thomas is insane, Thomas Dreamer. But I mean, and we didn't even talk Sacrifice at all coming up this weekend. I'm excited for that as well. I think there's going to be some big changes with TNA happening, and I'm going to be right there on the sideline watching. Obviously, a lot of people I love are in TNA, a lot of people I'm close with, so I'm always watching. And yeah, I hope you guys have a good week. I hope there's a lot for you to look forward to. I have a lot of surprises and guests coming up very, very shortly on Gabby AF. A lot of good stuff coming. I cannot wait to share with you. I can't do it right now, but I promise it's happening very, very soon. So please stay tuned. I always appreciate you listening. I love you all so, so much. And yeah, that's about it. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And hopefully I'll be able to share some stuff with you guys next week, because it's going to be good. And I hope you'll be happy about it. But as always, LYMNB, love you most, no backs.
Hey, Gabby, sorry, it's me, I lost you there, but you know, really looking forward to continuing this conversation right here on Gabby AF. You know, I'm really looking forward to talking about, you know, the big bump that Darby Allin talks, Sting's retirement, and a whole lot more leading up until WrestleMania. So what do you say we start again right now, Gabby? Gabby? Hi, anybody there? Gabby? Gabby!